as the Lions approach the ball here to kick off for the second half. Nick McIntyre is going to be your kicker. They approach the ball here. More kicks off from left to right on your radio dial. Brought into the hands. It looks like A.K. Wilson. Is that A.K.?
Yep, that's A.K.
A.K. picks the ball up about the 30, brings it back about 13 yards to the 43-yard line where they're going to mark him down. That's a dangerous short kick if it puts it in the hands of A.K.
You know, you look at that little squib kick because you don't want to kick it deep. But when you look at Union's backfield and who they've got back there, they subbed a few guys back there. And maybe that short kick, just like you said, maybe you need to take a couple looks at who's standing up on the short
personnel before that happens, right? Well, here we go. Second half, I don't know how much we're going to see Grady Davenport, but he takes his man up, puts two to the left. In the backfield, looks like Courtney Holmes starts the second half. So he's going to take his call from the left, from the sideline. Kyrie's out there readjusting his position. Lined up almost on the hash on the top side. Going to blow it dead, maybe a dead ball. Delay a game on the first snap of the second half. So Union says they didn't have enough yards to pick up on that first drive, so they're going to try to pick up five more into the end zone.
Watching the defense, their defensive coach, as Union came to the ball, was picking up. They were obviously reading pass because you could see the safeties moving back and backing out.
But they're going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here just so that we don't miss the second half. I always like it when the first play of the second half is a long touchdown. I'd hate to miss that one. So let's just go ahead and set the precedent. Let's go to some scores in the second half here they take a timeout. Looks like Union is up on Putnam City 43-0. So Union Owosso up on.
That was last night.
Putnam City. Yeah, I saw the final. So we're getting there. I didn't know it was last night. I saw Thursday there. But Norman North is up on Southmore 35-21, and we're going to go back to live and come back to some scores. So Davenport resets his formation, hands off to the Courtney Holmes in the backfield. He gets the corner, turns the corner, and just enough speed there on the outside. Number 8 makes the tackle. That's B.J. Adams there, securing a tackle on the outside. He's been the man we've called a lot on tackles this evening, trying to hustle on the outside corners, making some tackles.
We've also called him a couple of times being picked on in that passing game, too. So he's got some redemption to do.
They go back to the pass again. Davenport steps back, goes deep down the sideline, and just off the hands of C.J. Moore. Man, he had his man beat again on his man down the sideline and just wasn't able to hang on.
And just as I said, B.J. Adams is a guy that they've been picking on in the passing game. They go right at him again with C.J., and it just goes right through his fingertips. That one stinks.
Well, he had him beat, had him dead out there, and didn't bring it in. So they reset here, and Davenport sets two to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield. Looks like we've got Kevion Cooper in the game now in the running back position. Back to pass, complete out to the outside. A.K. Wilson shakes the man loose, shakes two loose, picks up another 5-6 yards before he's brought down for a first down on the 39-yard line for another first down.
Yeah, they kicked it out to him quick, just a quick screen pass, and he makes a man miss and you know takes it down to a first down.
Great job there moving the chains. Davenport resets his offense, two to the left, going twins left, motion in the backfield, hands the ball off. Coming around to the outside, trying to get out. Looks like they might get a horse collar. I'm not sure if they're going to. Looks like he had a swinging on for a ride there. That number 28, the linebacker, has really made a whole bunch of plays this evening.
Damian Dunlap
is making a secure tackle.
Landon Lester for Moore is the last couple of plays. He's getting the penetration into the backfield. And on that one, he caused him to run a little wider than they wanted to.
Well, anytime you can get some penetration up in the middle of the line of scrimmage, that will definitely throw the running game off from where they're trying to attack right down the middle of the field, and they've seen it a couple times tonight where they had to bounce it out to the outside. The Redskins are backed up now for second down and first and 23. They're going to go a screen pass out to the outside. Off to the outside, makes a man miss. Another man at the 40. He's got nothing but green in front of him. Great job by Kyrie going down the field and off into the end zone. Great hustle. Awesome run on the outside by Kevion Cooper. Kevion's in the game. Catches an easy just swing pass to the outside. Makes a couple men miss and off to the races he goes. I didn't see where that one started. 52 yards for that touchdown there.
Was that from the 52-yard line?
I think so. Yeah, 50. No, it's 52 yards, not 52-yard line.
Okay.
But great hustle. And I tell you again, Kyrie, if there was a guy I wanted for a running offense and not going to catch the ball, that guy blocks downfield better than any receiver I know. Well, Noah, the kick puts up and through. That's going to put some big points on the board. That's 44-0 for the Union Redskins here on homecoming night. You're listening. We're going to take a break. Union Radio News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
You gonna get that?
I got it covered.
Hello, Heat and Air. Our office is currently closed.
Got any tins?
If you need service this weekend, please call Air Comfort Solutions. Thanks. Have a great day.
The message is clear. On the phone, online, anytime. Your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, it's not Rick Corey, it's Zach Jones. Your color man's doing play-by-play tonight while Rick Corey does TU down there at the stadium here in Tulsa. So Union Redskins up big time, 44-0. And kicking off here is Rauschenberg down to about the 10. It's picked up there and swarmed at the 22-yard line as the kick coverage team there goes down for the tackle. A couple Redskins getting up off the pile. Trent Gage, also the guy that hustles down there quite a bit of the time. Want to put him in there. Looks like there he is. There he is. Elijah Tomlin making a tackle, so good hustle on that. With only 10 minutes and 22 seconds, or still 10 minutes and 22 seconds, the Redskins have put a score into the end zone, and now the Lions will take the field for the first time in the second half. So as Detweiler approaches the ball with his team, he's got the Pollard in the backfield with him now. Trips to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Pollard up in the middle. Taken down there by Asa Carter, and I'm trying to see who came off the right side over there. Good hustle by the defense for just a couple yards there on the first handoff. Devin Bajek.
Yeah, and absolutely great coverage. I mean, they stuffed the line quickly. Just the same thing we've been seeing all night. There's not a lot of room for the Moore Lions to work right now.
Well, Moore does a huddle right on the line of scrimmage. Oftentimes you hear the huddle call, but he takes a snap here. Detweiler does. Steps back. A man down the middle. Not quite enough. Looked like an old Troy Aikman to the Moose down the field there. Number 84 running down the field. Big old white sleeves on. Jace Torres running down the middle with one hand out and just couldn't get it to him. So need a little air on that one. Couldn't make the connection. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 7.
And there really was pretty good coverage on that pass. I mean, it wasn't like he was wide open. There was a guy right on his back.
Detweiler brings his men to the line of scrimmage. Step backs to throw. Underneath pass. They go to him again, and he wasn't ready for it. He was trying to catch the last ball down the field.
I think Thornton had that in his hands for a minute. There is Thornton.
Well, they went back to Jace, and Thornton had a better opportunity there. Went right through his hands. Great defense there by the Redskins. Nowhere to go for Detweiler. And that's going to bring up a 4th down. So real quick, 3 downs and out. And they're going to have to punt it away here to the Redskins. Number 80's back. Jack is back there again. A low line drive spiral. Hits about the 40, 35, and rolls for another 20 yards on the ground. That's going to give Unions their deepest field position of the evening on the 18-yard line.
62-yard punt.
A 62-yard spiral.
30-yard punt and 30-yard roll.
That was a laser punt. So as we've seen and discussed this year, the punt games haven't been the best.
No.
And tonight he knocked a guy in the back for the first turnover and touchdown of the game. And that one actually turned out pretty good. If they would have put a hand up, though, it might have been blocked like a PAT.
Yeah. And haven't we been seeing that? I mean, at all levels other than the NFL, we've been seeing the punt game suffer
in
college football.
And they did a humongous story on it last week at ESPN. The guy that teaches them down in Australia teaches the Aussie kicks. So the punt game is morphing as we speak. Well, Davenport gets his men out back to the line of scrimmage. They set up twins left, hand off to the right side. Darius Sonic, boom, off to the right, breaks the tackle. Goes 15, 16, 17 yards off to the right. Makes a couple men miss. Man, is he fun to watch. Marcus Nickel there to save the tackle on the touchdown.
We talk about breakaway speed.
It's exciting. We got him for two more years to watch.
They get him back set up quick. Grady Davenport hands off to boom, off to the right side. Makes another man miss. They got a little laundry on the field, but Darius brought down for two if it counts.
To hold.
Yeah, Dimeon Dunlap came up there really quick, grabbed his ankle, and didn't let anything go because he was gone for another 10 yards.
I like that Dimeon. It's like Damien and Simeon. Dimeon.
I think his parents liked it, too.
Yeah, they must have. That's old man Dunlap's boy. You know him?
We went to different schools together growing up.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they're going to get the Union Redskins for holding, so they got caught for cheating, hands outside the jerseys on that one. That'll back them up 10, so that's going to be a first and 18 is where they're going to mark that ball off the first play. It's interesting how they do that. Davenport's got a man in the backfield. Still Boone moves him in motion. Swings screen pass to the right side. Gets it out to Kyrie, and Kyrie is taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle out there by the cornerback, not letting Kyrie loose.
Carruthers.
Yeah, he was swarmed. He had three guys around him when he caught the ball. I mean, it was a good job of him even getting the ball down there.
Were there any Carruthers? Just one? Okay, so
that's awful.
Just one on that tackle.
Just him.
So the Redskins line up here, second down and 17. They've got two to the left side. Davenport, one Boone in the backfield, and one split out to the right. He takes the snap, fake handoff. Down the right side to Kyrie. A lot of hand fighting going on. And it's picked off. It's picked off. Kyrie was down there. They had a little battle going on. Number 23, Rashawn Johnson, is going to come down with the interception.
Yeah, and I don't know if maybe the officials are just saying, you know what, they're down 44 to nothing. So what if he pushes the guy off of him and he falls down to the ground? I didn't see anything play on.
Hopefully that integrity never comes into our officials' options of choice of flags, but unfortunately that's what happened. So with 8 minutes left, you're listening to Union Redskins football on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG, and they are winning big, 44-0 here in this third period. And Detweiler brings his team back out onto the ball. Twins to the right. The snap. Handoff fake to the left. Man, downfield. He's going up against Fields, and Fields almost picked off by Trey Brown. Fields is man-on-man with number 7 from the Moore Lions, Abel Wills Jr., and he was double-covered. Detweiler throws into double coverage. Trey Brown is actually the man that comes up with the almost interception, but we've got a little laundry on the field, and I think Fields may actually get called for a little pass interference or hands.
Yeah, they were pushing quite a bit down to there.
So as you said, Mr. Johns, we don't get one on one side, and then we get one on the opposite. So maybe they're teaming up on us.
Well, and you know, sometimes you get a little handsy. Sometimes sometimes it goes one way, and you don't quite get it, and that's the way it rolls.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
As we have a quick station identification, Detweiler rolls to the right and looks like a little miscommunication out there. He's trying to find Braden Sloan. And Sloan ran a post, and Detweiler threw a go route, and that one was out in left field.
Somebody had the wrong call.
Yeah, I said zig, and you zagged, and I threw deep, and you ran short. Something happened wrong. But nonetheless, that's going to bring up a super long second down for the Lions. And I think if we go with memory stats tonight, since the John boys are helping with radio engineering and spats, the spotters, the color man, we looks like we picked up about three or four first downs is all. So Detweiler takes the snap, handoff up inside to Pollard, looks like. Brought down at the line of scrimmage by a handful of Union Redskins.
Looks like Corey Piercy came off that pile real quick.
Piercy's making a whole bunch of tackles this evening. Darius Thornton is in there as well. So.
Yeah, and then you got Jordan, big Jordan Kelly on there too.
So they set for third down and 9 yards to go. The Lions are two to the right. Detweiler looks to the sideline to get his play. Moves his running back. The coach is saying, no, you're in the wrong place. Thank you. We got to call a timeout. And as they call a timeout, we're going to take one with them. 44-0, you're listening to New Union Radio, News 102.3, AM 740, KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, we're back here in the third quarter, 7:13 left to play. Detweiler sets his team up, play action to the left, and it's a pass is going to go no good. Play action has worked well with him tonight. Colton Winters, the intended receiver, a little bit high. Detweiler brings his guys up to the line of scrimmage quick. They call a quick play here. It's fourth down and 9. Ball's on the 47-yard line going towards the UMAC. And they tried to hustle up, and the umpire hustles in and says, got to reset the ball. So Detweiler here has got his guys lined up. He takes the snap. Handoff up in the middle to Pollard. Pollard breaks free for a couple. 3-4 on his feet still. Driving down the field to the 33-yard line. He's going to pick up a first down.
And a hard run by Pollard. And I look down here, and Darius Thornton misses a tackle, and it is not very often that somebody breaks away from that guy. So kudos to Pollard, because that was a hard-earned run.
Good job there, picking up another first down, first one of the second half, and they're going to reset the downs. And Detweiler pushes his running back to the left. Pollard goes to the left, handoff to the left, up in the inside. Looks like the tackle made there on the right end. Baycheck with the tackle for about two, gain of two.
Maybe finding a little more success going with this hurry up. A little miscommunication on the defense, and the secondary wasn't quite set.
They have started to speed up the tempo, so maybe the Lions have found a little something. They hand right up again to Pollard. Pollard up in the middle, and he is met about 5 yards behind the linebackers. Man.
Oh, man. And, I just said a minute ago that Darius Thornton missed that tackle, and he made sure he wasn't going to miss that one.
I'll tell you, Fields is the guy that came off the side, I think, after making that hit. He took him low, and he got up really slow, Pollard did, and Fields manned it up, ran to the sideline and said, I need a guy to take me out. So two guys are exchanged. We got number 6, Fogel, back in the game. So Detweiler takes a snap back, looking to pass. Down the field, back shoulder again. And incomplete, and another flag. And they're going to call holding on the offense, it looks like. Oh, no, now he's switching it. All right, so we'll make sure we get that one official. Trying to catch Abel Wills Jr. down the side, throwing a back shoulder again.
And it looks
Trey
like
Brown
he was working
on agree.
Yeah, Trey was asking for the foul, and then there's another flag probably on a little bit of mouth there.
Yep. Trey, you got
to He was deliberate on that one, wasn't he?
Yep.
I think he tried to throw that one as high as he could, making sure that it was seen. And that's something we don't see with Union. Coach Fred does a great job of keeping his guys in composure and acting responsible on the field.
Well, and here you see Devin Crittenden coming in to replace Trey Brown. That's something you saw under Coach Blankenship. I played under Coach Blankenship. And Coach Frederick is, very, very similar. You heard his wife a minute ago. He doesn't tolerate that kind of behavior. So Trey's going to have a long, hard talk with Coach Frederick about conduct.
Yeah, he could noticeably see he's a little frustrated, but You know, that's just something that happens. And this is one of those things where you teach them to respect the call and move on to the next play without causing your team an extra 15.
Right. Yep. And as a senior, you've got to be that way. You got to be the anchor that leads your team and not get too, you know, not get caught up in the emotions.
So that goes from an incomplete pass in first and 10 on the 33 to an incomplete pass, moving all the way down to the 9-yard line for a first and goal. So that's their biggest play of the evening so far, is two penalties in a row. So that's unfortunate for the Redskins. They're going to buckle down here and try to keep them out of the end zone. So you're listening to Union Redskins. It's 5 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third period. They lead 44-0 over the Moore Lions. And the Moore Lions are going to pick up a first and 9 on the Redskins' 9. They're taking their time getting this play into the game.
Well, I haven't seen the play clock start yet. So they're, they're being allowed to take as much time as. Oh, and Coach, you can see down here, is getting a word in with the linesman so that they can talk about a few things.
Yep, I didn't see Coach Frederick down here. I was right in the window, in the window block. I didn't see he was occupying the referee.
He is coaching the referee on the.
Yeah, so he got after Trey Brown. Now he's going to make sure he communicates effectively to the referee staff, right?
Make sure he knows how to call that next time so that Trey doesn't get frustrated.
Well, they're ready to go now. Again, they've got the hustle out of the huddle. They've got Detweiler sets his men, takes a snap, fake handoff, play action to the left, tries to go back to Wills Jr. over to the left side and had a man back shoulder, may have happened, but Crittenden is on him on the inside. He wasn't going to drop it in the bucket. Throws it back shoulder and couldn't come down with it, Abel.
Wills is, we've seen this several times. He's throwing back shoulder to Wills, and Wills is slow getting it turned around.
And I'll tell you, that's such a difficult catch. And as a young athlete, to try to catch behind your body, they make it look easy on Sunday. It is not an easy catch.
Slow down. Well, they're not even slowing down. Full speed. Step over, step across so that you can turn and catch that ball.
Detweiler's going to take a quick fake. That's a pretty interesting play. They actually break the huddle quick like they had been, and they brought number 33 in the game as like a fullback to lead it up on the inside. And they hand it off to Colin Bennett. And Colin is kind of an inside, huddled up right over the guard, almost like a fumble rooski, but they hand it off to the fullback, and they were going to try to sneak him out to the left, handed it off to him. And the Union Redskins sniffed that out and tackle him for a loss, and they move him back 6.
Yeah, Lee Barnes was there, Darius Thornton was there, and that play was not going anywhere, and it was not going anywhere quickly.
Well, I was going to take a timeout. We missed about 30 seconds of it, and we're close enough to the end zone. We can't do it, folks, so we're going to keep you here. We'll have to make up a timeout here shortly. Let's just hit some of these scores from around the state. One that's a little bit of a shocker, Norman North and Southmore. Last week, Southmore, I'm trying to remember who they played. It was a shocker score for
Mustang,
me.
Wasn't it?
And they, yes, and they beat up on Mustang. And this week, Southmore and Norman North, who we play next week, is 35, Norman North, Southmore 21. So that's setting a little bit of that separation over there on the west side. Moore 0, Union, that's us right now. It says 37 on News 6. We're 44. And Jinx is up on Edmond Memorial, 35-14. I would hope they would win that game. Mustangs up 21-6 on Edmond North. And Westmore 7, Broken Arrow 13. So as we try to reset this, you've got 5 minutes and 17 seconds in the third period. 44-0, Union Redskins, 2016 homecoming. Coach Fred is still on the field. He is not happy with what's going on with the referees, but a lot of times it's a little easier for the coach to get into there and get some expression than it is the player. So he's out there making sure that they hear him. So they're going to go with a quick snap again. Short huddle. Detweiler puts his man back on the line of scrimmage. Snap is back. He's looking to throw. Going to the corner again. And Abel runs into Crittenden out there. And that's a no call. They're not going to throw a flag on that one.
Well, and it looked like the pass went out of the back of the end zone anyway. It would have been a really difficult catch if he hadn't run into Crittenden. And Crittenden gets caught up, and Abel Williams isn't even he's looking at the ball.
So Willis Jr. wasn't able to make that catch?
Mustard, you ask?
Very well, young man. So the Lions are going to go ahead and try to kick for this one. They're going to kick it from the 15. Nick McIntyre is back to kick. The Redskins make the approach, and it looks like it's good. It's long enough, and it's good. So the Lions put some points on the board. It's 44-3 with 5 minutes left in the third period. You're listening to Union Radio on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
Get the highest CD rates in Oklahoma at First Oklahoma Bank. Now through October 31st, they're running a huge special on six-month CDs, paying nearly 1% APY. That's nearly double what a majority of other banks are paying. Dare to compare? See their ad in Thursday's Tulsa World. You'll see their high rates on 12, 18, and 24-month CDs as well. Make your money grow faster at First Oklahoma Bank. 100 South Riverfront Drive in Jinx or in Midtown at 41st, just east of Peoria, across from Whole Foods. Limited time offer, annual percentage yield accurate as of October 1st, 2016. Member FDIC. All 2016 GMC Sierra double cabs and Buick Encores have got to go at Bob Hurley GMC Buick. During the model year-end blowout, all 2016 Buick Encores on the lot are priced to move at just $19,900. That's a Buick Encore for just $19,900. Or take $11,000 off GMC double cabs. That's $11,000 off MSRP on 2016 GMC Sierra double cabs. Bob Hurley GMC Buick, I-44, 3 miles west of the Arkansas River, and BobHurleyGM.com. Stock numbers B11123 and 24231 on select 2016.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
The Union Redskins, Nick McIntyre, back to kick off, and he kicks it straight out of bounds. So Moore puts a few points on the board. The Lions come back and grab 3 points to bring it to 44-3 with 5 minutes left in the third period, and they go to kickoff, and Nick McIntyre, after putting 3 points on the board, being really accurate, accurately knocks it straight out of bounds.
Well, and it, you know, is that one of those times that, and we'll go down to Doc Blevins real quick. Doc, what do you think about it?
Well, I was going to tell you that A.K. Wilson has ice on his foot. He's okay. He's good to go, but he's not going to go again tonight. So if we see another quarterback, it will probably be Braden White. And I don't know who's out there now. You all take it from here.
Yep, we got Davenport still back in the game. And Courtney Holmes is back there, handoff to the right side as he's trying to catch a couple yards. Looks like he's going to pick up two or three off the right side of that thing. George Mendoza.
I believe that's Jorge.
Yeah, that's what I said. My accent was a little less there. I think it's Jorge Mendoza is the guy that makes the tackle off the left corner, coming in to fill the gap.
Just in case his mother's listening.
Redskins line up again. Davenport with a tight formation, motion to the right side. Handoff up to the middle. Holmes off to the side, off to the corner, off to the races. He goes one man to beat. And they come up and make a tackle on him. Great hustle on the outside. Again, that's number 28. He's been making tackles from right to left all over the field. Demian Dunlap is the guy that saves that touchdown, or Holmes is off to the races.
And Demian held him up. Marcus Nickel missed the tackle originally, and then he gets up after missing it and comes back to help Demian make that tackle.
So a guy that just didn't give up. That's a great, great second effort. Dunlap takes the snap here. Davenport takes a snap. And up in the middle there, the line of scrimmage, they're trying to still pound the ball down the field, so run the ball. They've seen them kind of bounce some to the outside. There they just go right back up in the middle. And Jorge Mendoza, the man of the hour, is making another tackle.
And you're seeing Union go with a little bit of pace when they have success, and then now they slow it down. It's you see it all the time. They line up quickly, and then they look at the scorecards and see what you can get, maybe get a false start or maybe get offside, rather.
Davenport takes a snap, hands off to home, off to the outside comes to the outside, and again, Dunlap, the guy hustling sideline to sideline, trying to make plays at the outside linebacker position, is the guy to make the play on this one. That's going to be enough for a first down. Going to move the chains.
Well, you can't talk about somebody fighting right until the end of the game, and Demian Dunlap is a perfect example of that. I mean, he's still going hard as a senior, trying to make a case and work hard for his school.
Well, you love to see a kid with some passion, and you know that they've got a good heart and a heart of a champion when they do that. So good job there by Dunlap, really just continuing to make those plays. And as Union's driving the field, Davenport resets, hands out the ball right up in the inside, in between the guard and the tackle. Gigantic hole to walk through there. Man, what a hole. Right between the two on the right side, you've got Ricky Stromsburg and Carlos Berrios just blowing a hole wide open for Courtney to run through.
Well, that's what we were talking earlier about Carlos Berrios, just, you know, just going to town on a guy that's 30 pounds heavier than he is, and really, really working that line of scrimmage. So they're working it with power.
We've got a timeout here, 3 minutes, 32 seconds left, 44-3. You're listening to Union Redskins Radio, News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Well, we're back in the Union Redskins while you're at timeout. Almost busted one loose.
I was going to say Sidan.
Sidan is the guy on the outside, catches the ball on the outside, and one man grabs his shirt, saves a tackle. They're going to hand off the next ball right here. Courtney Holmes trying to get the corner and tackled by who else? Demian Dunlap.
And he's working really, really hard. And then just to let you know, too, a couple of new faces that are coming in. Marco Jackson coming off the field now. And it looks like Jordan Flood going into the game. And then you just heard from Zach that we're going to say Sidan.
That sounds good. Sidan. Sidan. So still we've got Davenport in the game behind the center. We're going to go twins right. Courtney takes the handoff up in the middle as he's continuing to drive 4, 5, 6 yards after the line of scrimmage. Going to pick up 4 or 5 more with people on his back. And Jorge Mendoza is the guy that tackled. What do you see down there, Doc?
Oh, I was just going to speculate that Grady still being in at this point tells me that they're not concerned at all with the injury. I wondered if they were just trying to get him in the game to get a lead, and if he's still in there, he's good to go for the rest of the season, sounds like to me.
That's always good to hear. I was hoping that maybe, you know, we were going to hear that. Well, Courtney Holmes is going to take that next handoff right up in the inside, and a great tackle. Line of scrimmage was made by number 99, Niall Holder. Saves the touchdown. If Niall doesn't grab a shoestring on Courtney Holmes, he goes into the end zone untouched. And that is going to put down 4th and 6. And it looks like he could still pick up a first down. Or is that 4th and goal?
No, he's
4th and 6
first down is goal.
First one yard line
is the first down.
So it's a tight one. They can pick up a first, but much easier to just go ahead and knock it in. So
looks like they're going to run it down, though, and take a timeout, talk it over a little bit.
I don't think it hurts at any time right now to run any time off the clock. With 1 minute and 14 seconds left, the Redskins are going to take a timeout. It's 44-3. We're going to take a quick timeout with them. It's Union Radio on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
Ideal Feet is the place for relief of your plantar fasciitis at the same location as always, 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, the only store you can get instant pain relief at 61st and Mingo. Don't suffer another day with foot pain, back pain, knee pain, or hip pain. Get guaranteed pain relief even before you spend a dime. Ideal Feet, still at 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, not good, but great pain relief to get you back to your normal life. It's time for Ideal Feet. 61st and Mingo, your foot care specialist.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
And we're back to football 2016 homecoming against the Moore Lions. 44-3. We're going to send it to Doc. He's got some quarterback touch-ups.
Yeah, the next quarterback will be Tyler Fisher, the junior quarterback, and he's just come off a hand injury.
And Davenport's going to take this snap and say, not quite yet. Come on. Golly, are they going to give him a first down? They're going to give it. So we discussed that right before that snap. If there was enough for a first down or just go ahead and knock it in the end zone. And Davenport throws out to the outside. Number 22 makes the catch. Jordan Flood. I'm going to say Jordan Flood makes that catch and gets tackled at the 6-inch yard line. And that's going to be enough for first down. So first and 6 inches. Davenport brings his guys to the line of scrimmage. Hand off to Courtney right up in the middle, and he walks in. So just like that, Union drives down a great methodical drive, picks up a few yards here and there in the air on the ground. Courtney Holmes does most of the work with his line of scrimmage, pushing down the field, and they walk it into the end zone.
Well, and so after the play is something that strikes me, because when you're down this big, you get frustrated. Sometimes you push a little bit more than you mean to, and Moore has been really, really good. Their sportsmanship has been impeccable most of this game. Elwood Tomlin got pushed just a little bit after that. And a couple of Union guys were like, "Hey, let's talk a little bit." And he just pulled them right off. Said, "Guys, we're bigger than this. Come on, let's
somebody,
just walk off."
I saw somebody flying through the end zone there at the end after the whistle. I didn't know if there was going to be a flag or not, but no flag. And here we're going to have the kick from
Rauschenberg.
Rauschenberg is up, and he knocks that one through. So that puts it 51-3. So your Union Redskins stay up. You're listening to Union Radio News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
When putting a team together, you want all-stars, the best players at every position. And that means the combination of 5-star fescue and new lawn starter, Fertilome. 5-star fescue is the all-star of turf that is blended for a rich green lawn that makes your neighbors green with envy. 5-star contains Dynasty for deep, rich color, and Crossfire 2 for its toughness and drought resistance. Cayenne provides great coverage and elite turf quality. Bravado exhibits excellent disease resistance. And Blade Runner rounds out the 5-star lineup. Truly an all-star team. 5-star is designed for open areas, extreme shade, or areas of partial or full shade. With its ability to endure wear and tear or weather extremes, 5-star is the choice for athletic fields or lawn used by active kids. Add some Fertilome Lawn Starter to maximize development of stems and roots. For a winning combination, use Fertilome Lawn Starter and 5-star Fescue. Sutherland Stores, Green Thumb Nursery, Evans Nursery, Rancho Flores.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We're back with only 50 seconds left in the third, and the Redskins have the lead, a sizable lead, 51-3 over the Moore Lions. Rauschenberg's back to kick off here as we draw down in the third, and the kick is caught about the 7 as he draws across the field. Right about the 20 is going to come down with a swarm of the special teams there to make the tackle. Again, we've got a few new numbers out there. Number 31 getting up, seeing some excitement. That's the first time we've seen him make a tackle this evening. So let's say that's Kevin Ebbett. I think that's who that is. There's
Might
a double
well
number.
Be.
We'll give that one to Kevin.
He's the one on the defensive side of the ball. Might as well get a tackle.
That's right. And with 43 seconds left in the third, the Redskins have a sizable lead this evening. 51-3 over the Moore Lions. And we're going to start calling a couple double numbers.
Zach Woodall and Quentin Barnes are out on the line with Corey Piercy.
Very nice. So Piercy's going to start mixing it in. Looks like Detweiler's still going to be the cue. He takes the snap, fake to the right, pump fake out to the left, double move. Wow. Did they have a man just absolutely wide open? Detweiler got a little excited. Threw a little bit faster than what he wanted to, but he had Braden Sloan out there on a double move. They had a press corner and over-the-top safety, and he could have thread the needle on that coverage if he could have just put it out there.
Yeah, and Trey, you know, it might actually be Sean DeBose who plays safety out there right now, playing the safety spot. I'm not sure. Maybe we can get an update on that soon to see which one that is in there.
Looks like DeBose, but Detweiler is going to take this snap, handoff right up in the middle. He's going to pick up 4 or 5 on that one.
Corey Piercy.
Corey Piercy's making a name tonight. Let's see what's his? Let's see if we can get his age on that one. I've not seen a little bit of him. He's got a little left elbow brace on. Looks like
6'3",
JJ Watts
senior.
Out there.
Yeah, he's a senior out there.
Just like JJ Watts, 220, right? I think he's
yes.
like 320. But he's got the elbow brace on him, so we'll tell he's JJ Watts. So Detweiler brings his guys back over, trips to the left. One man in the backfield. He's going to drop back to pass as he shakes loose in the backfield on his move. Out to the outside and a horse collar. They're going to throw the flag on it. That's going to probably give him a first down. A great hustle out there by number 52, C.J. Harris. But Harris, the only thing he could grab onto as Detweiler was on the move was his horse, his neck collar. They're gonna give him an extra couple yards for that one.
And Trey Thompson was there in pursuit as well. I mean, it was a great pursuit. They made it to the ball. All they had to do is push him out, and he just got a little bit excited.
Sure did. Doc, you got something for us down there?
Well, that happened right in front of me, and the tackler had his hand in front of the shoulder pad as he brought him down. That was not a true horse collar, but they may not have had the same angle I had.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you had a good one, though. Doc, that's going to take us to fourth quarter, 51-3. You're listening to Union Redskins Radio on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.